Okay. I wanted to talk through one nekuda in the sugya that we did the other day, and then to go on to the next part of the sugya. So we had a gemara like this. We had in the gemara that the gemara wanted to bring a raya from our Mishnah to two halachas that Rav said. First of all, Rav said halacha that the heter of two is only be'ir, but derech you have to have three. We wanted to bring a raya to that from the fact that from the Mishnah that says that they were moiser two shluchim together the bala makes three. And where it was doicha, it's not a raya. Maybe the fact they were moiser two was kecha de lehevi le'edim. There should be Edom. And then the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from the Mishnah to another halacha of Rav, that the heter of Shnei Anoshim is only by Ksheim and not by Putzim, because you see in the Mishnah they were Meisah Tanei Chachamim. Gemara answered, no, they chose Tanei Chachamim to boy Lasri because Tanei Chachamim know how to do Asra. It's not like this. We know this Machlekes Yishonim in regard to Rav's second halacha, that you have to have Ksheim. So this Machlekes Yishonim, what's the definition of Ksheim? The Rambam holds ksherim means like ksherim, like not even like more than Rabbi Yehuda and Rav. Based on the story in the Gemara in Kiddushin with Rabbi Yehuda and Rav, they were going Baderech, and Rav said that we're not called ksherim. So therefore, the Rambam holds that nowadays we don't have ksherim at all. Everybody's putzim. The other extreme, you have the Ran. The Ran says that even stabni odom ksherim. Rav was a midas chasidus, but really stabni odom ksherim, unless we know for a fact that he's a paras. And then there's an in-between possibility with which the Beis Meir imputes to the Rif that you have to have muchzuk bekashrus. Stam the odom is not enough. You have to have muchzuk bekashrus. Al kaponim, if you hold like the Ran or even like the Beis Meir in the Rif, that you don't have to have special people. You don't need like Rav Chanina bar Papa. You don't need special people. It's enough to have stam neodom, or at least neodom who are muksuk, that they are noshim ksherim. So why does the Gemara wanted to say pshat in the Mishnah? The second part of the Gemara wanted to say pshat in the Mishnah. Why were they meisah tamei chachamim? Why not inish be'alma? Because of Rav's halacha, you have to have ksherim. But for ksherim, why do you have to send tamei chachamim? It just to have ksherim, so find ksherim, go find erlich yidden, go to shul, find erlich yidden. Mechatesi have to have tamei chachamim. That seems like overkill. So the Gaon says in Shulchan Aruch that al kochuch you have to say, according to the Ran, and we pass like the Ran the Maisa, you have to say that when the Mishnah says tamei chachamim, the Gemara is learning that the reason why you need tamei chachamim, at least this time in the Gemara, that you need tamei chachamim to satisfy Rav's halach of ksherim, the Mishnah talking about something that you need bedavka tamei chachamim. It means Tamri Chachamu la Puke Putsum. Tamri Chachamu is la Puke Putsum. So it's Lav Dafka. Tamri Chachamu means not Putsum. Or maybe you could say, we want to make sure that they're Ksherim. We want to make sure that they're not Putsum. So we take Tamri Chachamu, we're sure they'll be Ksherim and not Putsum. But Akaponim, the Mishnah doesn't require Tamri Chachamu because you really need Tamri Chachamu. It requires Tamir Chachamim because we know that Tamir Chachamim, it means Tamir Chachamim, well, we use the Lashon of the Gaon, Tamir Chachamim la Puki Putsim. So Ad Hora. So when the Gemara wants to be Deiche, that it's not a Raya to Rav. First Gemara thinks it's a Raya to Rav. Why Tamir? It's a Raya, Nik Shem. Why do we pick Tamir Chacham? Because we Nik Shem, La Puki Putsum. So Gemara says, Gemara wants to be Doicha. Lo'ilam, maybe it's not a Raya. Maybe Lo'ilam and Putsum are also good. But they chose Tamir Chachamim because Tamir Chachamim are Yodi La'asri. Tamir Chacham know how to do Asra. Why did Gemara need to be Mechadish and Nusvar that Tamir Chachamim need to do know how to do Asra? Why not say that they chose Tamir Chachamim? Like the Gemara said when it was Doicha the first halach of Raf, the Raya from the first halach of Raf. And maybe the reason why the Mishnah says Tamir Chachamim, it's Lapuke Psuli Edus, because we need two, because we want them Keichid Lehevel Isadi. Right? You have to have a good picture of the structure of the Gemara. The Gemara, it's like,
Rabbi, it wasn't clear for the past like 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah, there's something wrong with the internet connection. I'm asking it like this. The tzura of the Gemara, the structure of the Gemara is, we have two members of Rav. We have the member of Rav that you need, that by Derech you need three. Choretz Araya from the Mishnah. Was Doicha the Raya? No, it's Kechid Leheveli Sadi. Then we have the other member of Rav that you need, Kshayim. It's also Raya from the Mishnah. Why Tamil Chachamim? The Gemara is Doicha a different Chiyo. The reason why the Mishnah shows Tamil Chachamim is because the Yodi Lasri. The question is, why do you need a new Dechiyah? The Gemara's coming up with a new Dechiyah, the Yodi Lasriyeh. Why not just recycle the old Dechiyah? The same way we were doing the first Raya. Then maybe why the Mishnah said you need Baderech, you need two, is Kehechid Lehevele Sadi. Well, if you need them to be Sadi, you need them to be Edim, then you need them to be Kosher Leidus, to be not the Oisvaras, not Putsum Estam, also Apostle Leidus. Something in the Choshir and Nevada, the Apostle Muslim, the Apostle Leidus, person is Choshir and Arias, Muslim can't be Mayan and Arias. So why not just recycle the Teretz and Gemara before? Why doesn't we have to come up with a new Tchiyo that the Odi Lasuye? What's wrong with the old Tchiyo? That we need to have the reason why the Mishnah chose, the reason why you need two is Keichid Lehevele Sadi, like the Gemara said in the first half. And for the same reason, you have to have Tamir Chachomim, because you have to have Ksherim Leidus, not Putzim and Oisrov, so will be Posel Leidus. Bishlam, according to the Rambam, the Gemara couldn't say that because that won't explain why you need Talmid Chachamim. Why do you need special Charevchinin and Bapabiniks? So that can't be just to be Edim. For that, you could just take Sherim off the street. So we have to say, no, we need Talmid Chachamim, the Yodi Lasri. But according to the Ram, Talmid Chachamim is anyway Labdavka. Talmid Chachamim is just Labuki Putzim. So why not just say what we said before? You know, for the reason why you need Talmid Chachamim, the first thing Gemara thought, because you need Sherim, it's a riot to Rav. And let's just recycle. And when the Gemara wants to be doicha that, why not just recycle the original tchiyah? That's why you have to have, the Gemara said before, that's why you have to have two. And let the Gemara now say that that's also why you have to have a sheyam, so that they should be able to be made. That's my horror. So I thought the answer like this. Go b'derech one step at a time. In the Gemara Kiddushin, you have the same Gemara you have in Kiddushin. But in the Gemara Kiddushin, first of all, in the Gemara Kiddushin, you have more details than you have in our Gemara. You have the story of Yehuda Rav, that they were going baderech, that you don't have in Agamara. You have the raya that puts him in ad nimichsefim eadodi, because they steal together. So there's more detail in the Gemara Kiddushin than we have in the Gemara by us. That makes me think that the Gemara Kiddushin is the sugya b'mkayma. The Gemara by us is sort of copied and pasted from the Gemara Kiddushin. And this is negayatai mishnah, so the Gemara, the Masad Hashas was matik, the Gemara Kiddushin. The part that's relevant to our Mishnah was Matik over here. But the Sugya Mukayim is in Kiddushin. Now, there is a difference, though, between the way it is in the Sugya and Kiddushin, the way it is in the Sugya over here, in that in the Gemara and Kiddushin, the order which member of Rab the Gemara treats first is the opposite. In the Sugya and Kiddushin, the Gemara treats first the member of Rab that you need to have Sherim. And what's being right from the Mishnah, that why did they have to have Tamei Chachamim? Or no, it's Yodi Lasriyebe. And then the Gemara brings the other member of Rav, that Baderech you have to have three. And it brings the halacha of the Mishnah. What's being right from the Mishnah, why did you have to have two Tamei Chachamim? Why not? Why is it one enough? And the Tchiyah, that it's Keheche de Lehevei Le Sadi. In our Gemara, the order is reversed. The Gemara first discusses the member of Rav, that Baderech you need three. And then it discusses the member of Rav that you need to have Sherim. And there's a reason for that reversal. It's substantively the same, but the Seder is different. And there's a reason. Because the Gemara in Kiddushin, is its point of departure is the member of Rav itself. Because the Mishnah in Kiddushin says that Isha Achas Misecheda Simshtei Anoshim, And Rav is now saying various qualifications and caveats that limit the din of the Mishnah. So where our point of departure is the din of Yichud. And then we're bringing the Marin Saita, the Mishnah Saita, as rias to the member to the two members of Rav. So if the point of departure is the member of Rav, then the member of Rav that's more negel lemaisa all the time is that you need to have ksherim. The member of Rav that baderech need an extra person is only negel to a person who's going baderech. So there it makes more sense to start with the fundamental member of Rav. That the din that Ishachas Mishachedus and Shayanoshim, it's not any Shayanoshim, it's only Ksherim. And then afterwards, the Gemara goes on to another exception that Rav said, which is that Baderech, you have to have an extra one. In our Gemara, the point of departure is the Mishnah. The Mishnah Gemara is coming to explain the Mishnah. So it goes in the Seder of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that you need Shnei Talmidei Chachamim. So first, the Gemara focuses on the Shnei, why do you need Shnei? And then it focuses on the Talmid Chacham. Why do you need Talmid Chacham? So it discusses first the issue of Shnei. Why do you need Shnei? Maybe it's a riot to Rav, but there you need an extra person. Where's Leicha? And then it discusses Talmid Chacham. Why do you need Talmid Chacham? It's a riot to Rav, you need to have Ksher. The Gemara is Leicha. So that's why the order in Agamar is different than the order in Kiddush. So now like this. In the Gemara in Kiddushin, where we're first discussing Rav's memra, that baderech, you need to have, that baderech, so we're first discussing Rav's memra, that you need to have ksherim and not putzim. Even in town, everywhere, you need to always have ksherim and not putzim. And it's right from the Mishnah required talmid chachamim. And the Gemara wants to be doicha that, and says, no, loyal, maybe it's not true, maybe it's not a riot to Rav, maybe you don't have to have ksherim, maybe putzim's also good enough. So why does the Mishnah say that you need Talmidei Chachamim? So the Gemara answer is the Yodi Lasri. Why didn't the Gemara answer Keched Lehevel Esadi? But that's basically my question, but I'm putting it now in the Gemara Kiddush. My question, why not say that you need Talmidei Chachamim? Because we need Ksherim Leidos. So that's why I talked about the Talmid Chacham. Why didn't the Gemara say that? Why did the Gemara say the Yodi Lasri? So I think we can answer Poshut. Because the Lehevel Esad is a very big Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush that you have to have, that we need to send Edom in case the Baal will be boiler. What does it mean, Keched Lehevel Esad? Rashi explains. If he's not boiler, we don't need Edom to be made that he wasn't boiler. There was no Yichud. So Mechtesi was boiler. The Keich Lehevel Esadi is in case he's boiler nonetheless. So we need Adim to come and tell Beis Din, don't be masker. Don't be Mechik Shem Shemayim Uvatola. Rashi says that way before. So that's a very big chiddush that Beis Din should be afraid of that. After all, we're sending people to make sure there's no Yichud. If we're sending people to make sure there's no Yichud, make a taste that we should be chayshush, that maybe the Baal will be boiler anyway. He'll get around the chaperones. And therefore, we need to have Adam around to be able to tell Beis Din what happened, that there was a snafu. That's a very big chiddush to be mechadish such a thing, that we send Adam just in case something goes wrong. So why do we have to be mechadish such a, that's a chsorah mechadeshes? We don't need to say such a chiddush. It's enough to answer. What we're trying to explain is why you have to have ksherim and not putzim. Why are we sending Talmidei Chachamim? The answer is the Yodi Lasri. That's a very straightforward thing. Yodi Lasri, that's a pashut thing. That Talmidei Chachamim, Yodi Lasri. Well, they'll be able to tell the Baal, you know, don't get any ideas. It's either they'll be masking him. To explain to him why it's that he's not allowed to be with his wife. But then the Gemara discusses, okay, you have to have Talmid Chachamim, but why do you have to have two? And the Gemara wants to bring a raya that it's because it's baderech, need an extra person. And the Gemara wants to be doicha, no, maybe that's not true, maybe we're not, you don't need an extra person, baderech. So why do you have to have two? Why do you need two Talmid Chachamim? Why not one? So here we can't be doicha, the Yodi Lasri, but here it's not good enough to answer in order to do the Hasra. One person could also do Hasra. So we have to be mechadish a new svara that maybe Beis Din is so concerned about mechikas shem shemayim levatola that they're going to send edim just in case the baal is boiling. Nonetheless, they should be able to come and be made. So that's a very big chiddush. So we don't want to say that chiddush till we need to. So therefore, when the Gemara is busy with the first member of Rav, when we're first busy with why do we need sheirim, why do we need tamei chachamim, and we don't want to, maybe it's right to Rav, maybe it's not a right to Rav, maybe because another explanation, we don't need to, it's overkill to say keichid lehevel esadi. It's enough to say the yodi lasue. It's only when we come to the other member of the other issue, which is why do you have to have two and not three? Why do you have to have two and not one? Why do you need the extra person? So here you can't answer the other lasriya in order to do the asra. Asra doesn't need two people. So here we have to be mechadesh that kehechid level esadi. Now, once we mechadesh kehechid level esadi, maybe that would work as a tchiyah for the other issue too. But Gemara is not mechadesh until it needs to. So mainly Gemara kedushin mekashin asa shre. It's the kashin more in Agamara, where the Gemara first discusses the issue, why do we have to send so many people? And for that, we answered, Keichid Lehevel Esadi. So we already mechadish this new svar that you have to have Edim, just in case the Baal be boiler anyway. So here in the Gemara in situ, we could ask, well, once we have that, so why not use that again when the Gemara is discussing the other issue, why do you have to have Tamid Chacham? So, maybe that's not so shver because the sugyum of kaim is really the more the Gemara and Kiddushin. The Gemara Bayos is copied and pasted from the Gemara and Kiddushin. So the Gemara and Kiddushin is not a problem. So over here, it's not a problem either. That's Dover Echad. Right, that's your Maskilu Shabbat. But afterwards, I was thinking, maybe we don't even need the Maskilu Shabbat of this one. We could say it even with that. We could say it even without that. Because even in Agamara, the Gemara deals first with the issue of why do you have to have two? What do you need the extra person? Why not send one Talmud Chacham? With a bottle, it'll be two people. So he said, it's a right Rav, the Baderich need an extra person. No, maybe it's not that way. Maybe it's Kehecha Delevele Sadi. And Sadi, Delevele Sadi, as I said before, is a very big chiddush. It's a chiddush to think that Beis Din requires over here Edim just in case the Baal will be boiler. Mechatesa, after all, we're sending all these people to prevent Yichud. Mechatesa to be chayshish that the Baal is going to be boiler and you're going to have Edim to tell Beis Din what went wrong. Mechatesa. So it's a very big chiddush. But the Gemara is mechadesh that it's not a riot to Rav. But Avada the emes is that Rav is right. No, we said it's not a riot in the Mishnah from Rav, but the emes is that Rav is right. And you have to have, but derech, you have to have an extra person. Right? The riff aside, the riff is mashmatit. But the passage is that Rav is right, you have to have an extra person. And that explains why we're sending two people and not one. And we don't need to be mechadesh this new vort of keichid level isadi, which after all is a very big chiddush. The Gemara said it, the little tchui ba'alma, that the Mishnah is not a riot to Rav. But lefia emes, that Rav is right, that Baderech need an extra person. So we don't need to say this big chiddush of keichid lehevel esadi. So now when the Gemara comes to the other issue, why do you have to have tamid chachamim and not just people off the street? And the Gemara might say, oh, it's a riot to Rav, you need ksherim. The other din of Rav, they need ksherim. It wants to be doich again. Maybe it's not a riot to that other member of Rav. So the Gemara doesn't want to answer keichid lehevel esadi, because after all, that's a very big chiddush. And it's not as if that chiddush is definitely true. We only said it before the Tchuyah Ba'alma, but the emes is that the reason why you have to have an extra person is because of Rav, but they're need an extra person. So there's no, we don't really have any, we're not, even though the Gemara suggested before Te'echel Levi Sadi, the Gemara suggested it, but Derech Tchuyah, that we could be Deicha, the member, that there's no riot in the member of Rav. But Aliba the emes, Aliba the emes, is probably not true. And we probably don't need Sadi. So now in the Gemara to discuss the issue, what's the second issue in Agamar? Why do you have to have Tamei Chachamim? Not people off the street, the Gemara could have answered Keichid Lehevel Esadi, that Tamei Chachamim means Ksheri Edus. But that's going to require, again, this big chiddush that we need to have Einim over here in case something goes wrong, in case there's a snefu. And that's a chiddush that we're reluctant to say if we don't have to. And for this issue of why Tamei Chachamim and not just people off the street, there's a simpler answer, the Yodi Lesriyeh. So we'd rather go with the simpler answer of Yodi Lesriyeh and not with the more mechudushtik answer of Keichid Lehevel Esadi. Okay, Adkan. Let's talk the next Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Baal Neman Olah. Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't need any chaperones, the Baal is Neman. So up to Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Baile Neman v'kal l'chema. Mani the Shiba Kores, Baile Neman alel, Soite Shiba Lavle, Kol Sheken. Madach Anida, husband's allowed to be alone with his wife who's Anida, and that's an Issacharis. So if we allow a husband to be alone with his wife who's Anida, which is an Issacharis, Kal v'chema, he's allowed to be alone with his wife who is a Sofak Soite, which is only an Issalab. What's the lab? Rashi says the lab is the lab of Tumah. Layuchel Baile Rishon, Achar Yeshehu Tamah. There's an issue that I don't want to get into again, which is that L'chor is Sofik Soita. Taisu says in Yevamos that a Sofik Soita is not a lav, it's only an assay. So how can the more of you call it a lav? Maybe more means lav, but M'chal assay. But Rashi is beferish that it's a lav. Maybe from this Rashi is a riot that he holds valid places in Soita, but a Sofik Soita is also a lav. Anyway, I'm just Mara Mokum Uloch, that if you want to chazer the sukin, you know, that we talked about Yibum, this go over here that it's Balab is Negev. But that's not an issue I want to get into right now. Right now, we'll just take it as it's Balab, whether it's a Lav, either a Lav of Machalasei or Rashi's a Lav Mamish. So Kapanim, Gemara wants to make, Rabbi Yehuda is making Kavachimer. Madach, we allow him to be alone with his wife who's a Nido, which is a Sakaris. We should certainly allow him to be alone with his wife who's only a Sofik Saita, which is only an Isilav. So to Gemara, if Rabbanon respond, this is a Breister. Abundant answer. He on a senis, faket. For that very reason, it's easy, it's more mutter for him to be alone with his wife as a nida than to be alone with his wife as a saita. Nida the car is chamirle, umehemen. Saita the lav, le chamirle, vle mehemen. He know, he'll, the isakaris will scare him off. But the isalav might not be so chamatim. So therefore, you need more shmira by nisalav than you need by nisakaris. That's the first Breister. So, Tinglara. Rabbi Yehuda mekavah chayim ma'isilo. From this brisa, it seems Rabbi Yehuda learns that from a kavah chayim. But we have another brisa where Rabbi Yehuda faket learns where it's Rabbi Yehuda is not the one who learns that from kavah chayim. He learns it out from exeris akosav. Rabbi Yehuda mekro ma'isilo. The sanya behavi yisishita lakayin minatayu ha'ish mevi yisishtoi. The Torah says behavi ha'ish yisishtoi. The pasuk's mashma that he brings her, he alone brings her. Doesn't need any chaperones. Avol omu chacham moysim lishtei tamid chacham shem yovir levader. Different chia. In the earlier brisa of the Gemara, the Chacham would doicha that he on his senis. Here they have a different chia. That a nida is yesh leheter. A soita is ein leheter. She could be. He may never have a. She may die with the mayim arm. So it's a. Like Taisa says, but I'm a mayim gluvim yimtoku, and this mayim gluvim yimtoku. Taisa talks about why you need that for it. We'll talk in a second. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a minatayu ish maybe yisishtei lakayin shenemer behavi yisishtei. So in this brisa, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't. Rabbi Yosi has the kavah chema, but Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from a pasuk. So my answer is, Amul Kavah Chaymeh Bereshu Perchua V'Hodam Lukra. First, Rabbi Yehuda tried out the Kavah Chaymeh. Chacham shlugged up the Kavah Chaymeh. They shlugged up the Kavah Chaymeh. The first Bryce, they shlugged it up with the Yanei Senes. And the second Bryce, they shlugged it up because Shekhen Yesh Leheter. Taisa says the Iker shlug up is the second one, the Sheyesh Leheter. Then there's another question, Rabbi Yehuda Hainatana Kama. In this second brisa, the Nakam and Yehuda said exactly the same thing, that there's a drasha of behavi yisus yishtei min atayr ish mehavi yis yishtei. Ikimenayu aval omru, the Nechanami, and the brisa of Yehuda agrees to the Tanakama. What they argue is the Tanakama says, but nonetheless is that the Rabban, they have to have shnei tamei chachamim. And Yehuda says, there's no such Rabban, and Yitaka don't need to send any, you don't need to send any escorts. That's the Gemara. So now, pastus would seem from this Gemara, that the reason why you have to send escorts to be Malava, the husband and the wife, is because we're afraid that he's going to be over Nissa with her. Similar to the issue by Anida. How's he allowed to be alone with his wife? Maybe he'll be over Nissa. And that's the Shakta Vataya and between the Tanoim over here. Rabbi Yehuda says if we allow him to be alone with his wife, she's in Nissa Kars. So how can we allow, certainly we should allow him to be alone with the Saita who's only in his Salav. Chacham said, no, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Chacham said, no, he anisenis. He's more afraid of the Issacharis. He's not so afraid of the Issalav. So it sounds like we're worried about the Issur itself. How much are we afraid that the husband's going to violate an Issur? We don't want him to violate any Issur. This is Rashi in Kiddushin at the bottom of Peyam Beis, the last Rashi over there. Rashi, when the Gemara over there quotes our Mishnah that they sent two Talmid Chachamim, that's in where the Gemara is bringing it as a raya to Rav that you have to have Ksherim, because you see they sent Talmid Chachamim. So you see that in order to take off Yichud, you have to have Ksherim. So Rashi there says, why do we not want the husband to be alone with the wife? So Rashi, because otherwise, if he's going to be alone with his wife, then maybe he'll be boil her. And then they're going to come up to the Beis HaMikdash and they're going to be Meichik Shem Shemayim Levatola. Because the Umayim are really not going to work because he was not Menukami Ovin. And it'll be Mechikas Hashem will be Levatola. So from Rashi over there, it seems like we're not worried that the husband's going to be over in Avera. It's not that we're dying for the Avera of the husband. We're dying for the Mechikas Shem Shemayim. So Rashi needs a hesbet, but first of all, we need to know Rashi just in its own merits. Why is Rashi learning that way? Why not learn if the husband's taka choshed to be boil his wife? So it's an Issa Yichud. I mean, Issa Yichud in general, we have an Issa Yichud in the world. Whenever there's a chash that a person might be boil ever, so it's an Issa Yichud, it's an Issa Deraisa, according to almost all Rishayim. Rashi talks about it over here. So what's midocha l'Rashi to say? We don't want the husband to be alone with his wife. Because he's choshed that he's going to be, if there's no escorts, he's choshed that he might be boiler, and then it's going to be Shem Shemayim will be nimchak levatola. What do you have to worry about? What do you have to worry about? Mechikas Hashem. Why not worry about the affair of the husband himself? Why not worry about the yisichud? So I thought maybe Pshat and Rashi over there is. Before we come back to how Rashi stems with Hagamar, but just Rashi on its own. I thought maybe Rashi holds that the Issa Yichud in Torah says an Issa Yichud, maybe Issa Yichud is only by Arayas Mamash, means Chayvi Koras. By Chayvi Lavin, maybe there's no Issa Yichud. Of course, there is an Issa Derabbanan, Dovud Beis Dinoy, they were Geyser Yichud with the Pnuya. After the Mice of Amnon V'Tomar, so Dovud Beis Dinoy were Geyser Yichud with the Pnuya. But she's not a pluya. She's his wife. Right? Like in the joke, you know, that's the lady, that's my wife. She's not a pluya. So the Xayer is Dovid and based Dino over here, you don't have. Elamai Yichud Deraisa, maybe Yichud Deraisa, talk only by Arayas Mamash, not by Chayv Elavin. Means it could be that he will be by alert, but we're not so phobic about by Chayv Koras, the Torah said you would that we were. No, we can't pad all the corners in the world. So for Chai V'Koras, the Torah said the way that we're nizir not even to allow people to be alone together. Chai V'Lavin Mechates, Le Shemano. Yichud is learned out from Sukkim about that Kisischa Chicha Ben Imecha, that a son is allowed to be Mesiachet with his mother, and that implies that other Arayas is not allowed to be Mesiachet. Not allowed to be Mesiachet. It's Sukkim about Arayas. Arayas is an Issa Yichud. This is not an Erva. So therefore, Rashi learned the reason why the husband can't be alone with his wife is not because of the lav. Chayv lav is not enough reason to ask a yichud. The husband can't be alone with his wife because of mechikas shem shemayim. We're afraid that if he will be boiled, then it's going to be shem shemayim will be nimchak levatola. And that we certainly know from the Mishnayos that we're very afraid that shem shemayim shouldn't be nimchak levatola. So maybe that's the pshat over there in Rashi and Kiddush. The shah is like, how does it stem with Agamar? Because if that's the pshat, if that's the isser, the reason why. Can you guys hear me? Oh, my internet connection is. Can you guys hear me or we're frozen?
I hear.
What?
I hear.
You do hear. Okay. I had a message. My internet connection is a little unstable. So what was I saying? So how does Rashi learn Agamar? First of all, then what's the dimin to Nido? By Nida, we're not worried about Shem Shemayim. Nida, we're worried about he's going to be Boil and Nida. So maybe that's not so terrible. Yichalanu Leimer. that the Gemara means avada. It's different concerns. Baya nidu, which is an isakaris. So we're really worried about an isayichud, and maybe he'll be baal ishtay. And by soita, where it's not an isakaris, it's not an erva, we're not really worried that he's going to be baal ha'am, it's not the isir erva. We're worried about mechik Hashem Shemayim. The Gemara is just being medama them in the sense that, are we worried that it'll be baal ha'am? Hokit isa, v'hokit isa. The Gemara is just comparing. Rabbi Yehuda said a kalachayimah. If we're not afraid that if he's allowed to be alone with his wife as a nida, and we're not afraid he's going to be baal ha'erva, so why should we be afraid by a soita that he's going to be baal ha'am and will be and Shem Shemayim will be nimchak levatola? The same way by a nida, we're not afraid of the erva. We're not afraid that it'll be even isa erva. So by a soita, we shouldn't be afraid that Shem Shemayim will be nimchak levatola. We're not afraid. Hatzad ha'shova shebem. That we're being done, are we chayshis that he's going to be baller? But the chash is le'inyan dvarim achayim. By nito, where it's an erva, the chash is mitzad, the is erva per se. And by soitu, it's only nisalav, so maybe for nisalav, it wouldn't be so chayshis, but the chash is shem shemayim levatol. So that by itself, in the larger picture, maybe Agamor is okay. Agamor never said that the potential isser by nida is the same potential isser as by saita. Hokadisa. By nida, the potential isser is an isser erva. He'll be bala erva. By saita, the potential isser is shem shemayim elinim chaklavatola. But we can still compare them in regard to lemaisa. Are we chayshish? Are we not chayshish? Do we think that the husband's going to be bala? Do we think he's not going to be bala? And that's the focus of the whole sugya around that point. The problem is that in the nitty gritty, it breaks down. Doesn't work in the nitty gritty so well of the sugya, because what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said that kavachomer madoch, he's allowed to be alone with his wife who's a nido, which is an isakaris, so he's certainly allowed to be alone with his wife who's a soita, which is only a lav. Now, what lav are we talking about? Chayr we talking about the lav of tumah, that a husband there's a lav for a husband to be Baal Ishtoi after she was Nitma. But according to Rashi and Kiddushin, that's not the issue. The issue is not the lav of Tumah, the issue is Mechikas Hashem. So what's Rabbi Yehuda's Kavachemer? Madach, when his wife is a Nida, we're not afraid of the Issacharis. So by Saita, we shouldn't be afraid of the Issalab. It's not the Issalab that we're afraid of by Saita, we're afraid of is Mechikas Hashem. So how do you make sense of Rabbi Yehuda's words? Rabbi Yehuda's Kavachayma. Right? Rabbi Yehuda's being down, what should we be afraid of? Not what the husband's afraid of. The Chachamim, when they responded to him, they said, he and they sent us, the husband's more afraid of the chorus than the laugh. But Rabbi Yehuda was not busy with the husband's fears, he was busy with our fears. If we're not afraid that the husband's going to be born in this chorus, why should we be afraid he's going to be born in this laugh? What's the comparison? In the Chachamim, we're not afraid that he's going to be born in this laugh. We're afraid that he's going to be born and there'll be Mechikas Hashem. So what could you answer for that?
Is Mechikas Hashem Machiyav Karis?
No, Mechikas Hashem is only a lav. So you maybe can answer the Nechrami. Rashi and Kiddushin will learn when the lav that Rabbi Yehuda was talking about was not the lav of Tumah, it was the lav of Mechikas Hashem. Not like Rashi, and Rashi over here said not the way, but maybe Rashi and Kiddushin will learn that that's good for Rabbi Yehuda's Kavachayim. Madach, we're not afraid that the husband should be alone with his wife as a nida, and then he's going to be nisakaris. So why should we be afraid that he's going to be alone with his wife who's a soita, and then he'll be nisalav and mechikas Hashem? But does that work in the hemshach? What did Chacham answer back to Rabbi Yehuda? In the first b'risa. Either all you guys stop moving or my connection is not so good. But okay, you let me know if you don't hear me. What did Chacham answer Rabbi Yehuda? They said, Hi anei senes. The husband's more afraid of an issakaris, he's not so afraid of an issalav. What lav is that talking about? That the husband's going to be bala because he's not afraid of the lav. I don't think it's a lav of Mechikas Hashem. What the husband's afraid of, I think the husband's not afraid of Mechikas Hashem. Avada, that means the husband's not afraid of the lav of Tumah. So that means it's two different lav. Rabbi Yehuda was talking about one lav, and Chacham told him about a different lav. Well, maybe Rabbi Yehuda was talking about one lav, and Chacham told him about a different lav. Is that tenable? Could you read the rice that way? Rabbi Yehuda said that we're not afraid of an Issacharis. So we shouldn't kavachaymer by Isaita, we shouldn't be afraid of the lav of Mechikas Hashem. And Chacham said, no, by Nida, he's afraid of the Issacharis, so he won't be Bola. But by Isaita, he's not afraid of the lav and he'll be Bola. That means the lav of Tumah. Could that be Pshat and Gemara? Could the two lav and not be the same lav? So I said etzem doichuk to say it's two different lavim.
The yenosenes breaks Yenosenes. Down.
The lashon Chacham was hianosenes. The very reasons that you're adducing that nida is that nida is more reckless than soita faked. That's the reason why that is itself the reason why nida is more mutter and soita should be also. If it's two different lavim, then it's not a hianosenes. It's apples and oranges. Avada the lashon of hianosenes and mashma. We're talking about the same lav. So it's last lechare chacha that we're talking about throughout. We're talking about the lav of tumah, not the lav of mechikas Hashem. So how does Rashi and Kiddushin stem with this gemara? Any of that? So I don't know. For this, I don't have a test. No, it's Mr. Liashev. Yeah, there's another issue I want to talk through. Taisus, the Taisus towards the top, Nido Shibakaris, Taisus Akasha. So Taisus, Tema, the Mashman Perikin Mamid into Yichud Darayas Deraisa. Taisus, the Pashas in the Gemara is that Yichud is an Issa Deraisa. Start from Sukkim, Pashas to Deraisa. In Cain, come out in Ramam is a tumult, the Ram holds his Deraisa now. But most Yishanim hold Yichud is a deraisa. In fact, Taisus and Cain, Yichud the Nida, mean Dolan the Shar. How do we take a Noah? Husband's allowed to be alone with his wife as a Nida. It's an Issa Erva. So where did the Issa Yichud go? So Taisus answers, Vishleimar, Dafka Yichud the Arayas, then let me have to do me the Benim Ima Yosu Tarev, I'll need the Lai. Taisus says, the whole mocha for the Issa Yichud is from the Pasuk. The Torah says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that from the fact that the Torah said beseser, ki yisischa achicha ben imecha beseser lema. So the Gemara dashes that it's talking about ben imecha. It's talking about the ben being mesis, the mother, and because they're alone together, and why did Torah single them out? Because they're the ones who are allowed to be alone together. But other Arayas are not allowed to be alone together. But it's talking about Arayas that have no heter. Arayas that are, you know, she's going to be his mother forever. She's never going to stop being his mother. So, therefore, Ein Lano Elo, the whole source of Yichud is from Arayas that are Ein Lehem heter. And neither is Yesh Leheter. So therefore, it's not Dumya to the Arayas that Torah is talking about by the Yisr Yichud. And that's why there's no Yisr Yichud by Anidu. Because Yesh Lehet. How can the Tosis? So Rabbi Kveger where the Rashash brings from Rabbi Kveger, and Tosis Rabbi Kveger and the Mishnayis, Kveger asked, so it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, they had to know the svara of Yesh Leheter. Because that's the whole explanation why Anita's mutter. If it wasn't for the fact that Yesh Leheter, then Anita would be like other eyes. She would have an Issa Yichud. So it's the svara of Yesh Leheter is muchuch in the very din that Anita is, that it's mutter to be misyachid with Anita. It's built in the svara of Yesh Leheter, because that's why she's muteris. Otherwise, it would be an Issa Yichud with her eyes. So how could Rabbi Yehuda ever have learned the Kavach Haimer from Nida to Saita? Saita's Ein Leheter. And that, in fact, in the second Brisa, is the Chacham's response to Rabbi Yehuda, is the Chacham's response to there is Rabbi Yossi. That's the Chacham's response to the Kavach Haimer. So, and the Gemara Taka says, and the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda made Kara thought there's a Kavach Haimer. Then the Chacham slugged up the Kavach Haimer. So then he said, no, well, so then he had to resort to the Xeris HaKosuv. How could Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, how could they ever have had a Salka Daituch that there's a Kavach Haimer from Nida to Saita? That means they didn't know the Svar of Yesh Leheter, because that's the big Pircha. The Pircha and the Kavach Haimer is that Saita is Ein Leheter and Nida is Yesh Leheter. So the Pashup Shatting Gemara is that Rabbi Yehuda didn't have the Svar of Yesh Leheter till he heard it from the Chacham when he was Makabalit. He asked Rabbi Kneger, how could that be? You have to have a Svar of Yesh Leheter. If there's no Svar of Yesh Leheter, then a Nida should have an Isichud, Midir Aisa. That's Rabbi Kneger's Kash. The Rashash asks a different kashim. The Rashash says, why didn't Taisa say a different chiluk? Why there's no Isser Yichud by Anida? Why didn't Taisa answer? Because by Anida, he was Kvar Bolev, he was already Boiler before. So it's not so much Yisrei Taikvay. After all, Taisa says the Rashash, Taisa is in the end of the Omid, which we're going to read inside in a second. Taka mentions that Svara. That when it's kvar bo aleho, there's less yetzahara. So who told Taisus that the heter of Nida is because it's yesh leheter in the future? Maybe the heter of Nida is because she had a heter in the past. And he adds, Ms. Gemara says in Kiddushin that if a kala was piercing Nida, is taka also biyichud, because there's a big yetzahara because he was never bo aleho. So let that be an explanation why Nida is mutter b'yichud. So we have two kashas. The Kregis kasha. How can Taisa say that the reason why there's no Issa Yichud midiraisa by Nida is because Yesh Leheter? So then what was Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi's talkadaitach to learn a kalachayim to saita? And there are Shash's kasha, that why didn't Taisa say a different explanation why there's no Issa Yichud by Anido, which would avoid Rabbi Kvega's problem, the reason why there's no Issa Yichud by Anido is because Kvar Ba'aleh. And then I would understand that that's why he had a Kavachayim to Saita, because Saita is also Kvar Ba'aleh. Those are two very big kashas on Taisus. So I was thinking like this. Let's take a look at the bottom Taisus. Taisus is going on the Gemara and the second Brisa, where the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yossi said the same Kavachayim that Rabbi Yehuda said in the first Brisa. The Madach Nidah is Bekoris, and then he's allowed to be alone with her. So Saita, which is only Lav, so it's a Kavachayim, he's allowed to be alone with her. He's Neman Allah. So Chachamim said, no. Malin Nidah Shekain Ein La Sheyesh Leheter. Taimer Besaita Shein Leheter. Okay, now we understand. Nidah's, you can't make a Kavachayim, it's Kavachayim Pichah. Anita is only a temporary issur. A saita could be also for the rest of her life, which could be very short. So that I understand. But what's the section Tesefis? Tesef explains. Near the eye of Aimer Perusha Hoki, Kalemar, my Toli Bahoki, Shain Hetali Sura. How did the Yitzray take for Machash and Hetali Sura? Ein Mosun or Ein Misun Badover im Le Achshav Ein Mosai. This was my Tali Bahachi. I'm not quite sure how to read them. I mean, the sense is, we're saying that a nida is more chomer because it's ain a heter l'isurai. What's the idea? That since she's ain heter l'isurai, so the Yetzer says to him, im lo'yachshav emosai, this is your only chance. Im taimar lo'yizkefenu Yitzrael ishtoi, but maybe you could say, the Yetzer is not going to say that. It's not going to say to him, im lo'yachshav emosai, ha'yulu bo'lo kvar. Because after all, he was Bala in the past. So there's no Im Le'achshav, so who cares? There's no Heter in the future. So what does Im Le'achshav Emasai? But he already had he was already Bala in the past. So you don't have so much the taikif. The ein leheter is not so strong. The taikif ayetzer, that ein leheter, the ein leheter is because in leyachshav emasai. This is your only chance. What do you mean it's the only chance? He was boiler many times in the past. So the Gemara says, no, mayim, so the Chum said, no, they have to add, mayim gduvim yim toku. But now she's mayim gduvim. In the past, she wasn't mayim gduvim. What does it say in this Taisus? Taisus is saying, he's reading into the Gemara, what's this extra tesefus of mayim gduvim? A deeper understanding of the psychology of ein hetel isurei. Why is midah more chomer? Why is soita rather more chomer? Because she's ein hetel isurei. So Tais says the word of Ein Hetel Yisroi is that the Yitzhahara says to him, Im Le Achshav Ein Masai. There's something here that you're never going to have again. Im Le Achshav Ein Masai. Tomorrow she's going to be dead. Im Le Achshav Ein Masai. But Tais says, and he reads into the Gemara, the Im Le Achshav Ein Masai is only if this is his only chance. Tomorrow he's not going to have a chance. But Maisa, he was boiler in the past. So there's no Imlay Akshav Emasai. It's not a new experience. Imlay Akshav Emasai is like a new experience that's available. What a new experience. It's passe. So the Gemara says, no, it's not that way. Because Mayim Gduvim Yim Toku. Mayim Gduvim Yim Toku means now that she's also, all of a sudden the Yitzhar is Miskaber more. Mayim Gduvim Yim Toku. The fact that he was born in the past, it wasn't Mayim Gduvim. Now, the minute she becomes inaccessible to him, all of a sudden she becomes very desirable. Because that's the derech of the Yetzer. Suddenly you can't have, you want more. So it takes off the Kvar Bala. The Kvar Bala is Kvar Bala means it's something you already had. So why should he be so excited about it? No, but now she's asur to him. So it makes it a Mayim Gduvim. Now he can't have it. So now there's a newest Kvar Bala Yetzer. And this newest Gabras HaYetzer is Im Le'achshav Emasai, because you can't say, well, I'll satisfy the Yetzer tomorrow. Tomorrow she may not be here. So that's the Taikif HaYetzer that you have by a Saita. By a Nido, there's also a Mayim Gduvim Yim Toku. No, she's also, now she's Mayim Gduvim. All of a sudden he wants her because she's Mayim Gduvim. But by a Nido, it's not so terrible, because even though there's this Gabras HaYetzer of Mayim Gduvim, but he could say to himself, but tomorrow she'll be available. I'm just translating the Tosfos, I'm not adding anything to the Tosfos. But parenthetically, what do you mean? Tomorrow she won't be Mayim Gnuvim. What does it mean by Nida she has a head to tomorrow? But he wants her because she's Mayim Gnuvim. Tomorrow she won't be Mayim Gnuvim. So why don't you still say him Le'ach Shavei Masai?
Because later she'll be up there.
What?
Because later she'll be usher.
Later she'll be.
She'll be usher again.
Perhaps she's usher. He can't have her. So what's the yesh lehet that tomorrow will have her? But tomorrow she won't be mayim gduvim. He wants the mayim gduvim. Mayim gduvim yitoku doesn't mean that he wants mayim gduvim. That he wants the gneva. Like he wants her when she's. It means that when she's usher, he wants her more. You know. But if we tell him, but you'll have it tomorrow, it doesn't matter if tomorrow she's not going to be usur. He doesn't know that he wants her because she's usur. That the psychology is what you can't have, you want. Right? Person, on a fast day, you're hungrier. You can say, on a regular day, you can skip breakfast. But on a fast day, you know that you're not allowed to eat. So then all of a sudden, you want breakfast. What you don't want, what you can't have, you want more. But if you can have it tomorrow, then it takes off the toikif ayetzer. Tomorrow's not going to be my. It's not that he wants the experience of gnuvim. Is that when he can't have it, the Yetzer is her is miskaber. So by a Saita, he can't have her, and tomorrow may be too late. So the Yetzer says, "Le'achshav Emasai." But by Anida, it could be that it's true that the Kvar Bala doesn't help, because this new miskaber says, "Mayim Gduvim." When he can't have her, he wants her. But tomorrow she'll be Muteris, so it's okay. That's what it says here in Taisus. Taisus is reading this into the Lashon Lechachamim. Otherwise, why the Chacham if they had the Mayim Gduvim Yitoku? So we have, a whole Tesefis Havana in this notion of that Kvar Bola, there's a Svar of Kvar Bola. Kvar Bola by itself is nothing, because Mayim Gduvim Yitoku. Kvar Bola means there's no new Yetzirah. It's not true. Mayim Gduvim Yitoku, there's a newest Gabbas HaYetzir when it's Mayim Gduvim. But that can be remedied when it's Yesh Hetel Yisroi. But when it's Ein Hetel Yisroi, then he's Taka stuck. Im Le'achshav Emasai, the Yetzer HaRa Taka wants very much. That's why Chacham say, but Tzayt is very Chomer. He can't be alone. It's not like a Nidah. So now, let's take up first the Rosh Hashanah's question. Taisus asks, why is the no Isser Yichud midaraisa by Anita? Why is she different than other Arayas? So the Rosh Hashanah asked, why didn't Taisus answer that Nida is more kal than other Arayas? Because Krabola. The answer is, Krabola by itself is not a heter. Because that's exactly the word of Mayim Gnufim Yimtoku. Mayim Gnufim Yimtoku takes off the Krabola. Mayim Krabola means he doesn't have such a Yetzirah for it because he already had it. But says Mayim Gnufim Yimtoku, but now that he can't have it, he wants it again. Now that he can't have it, Dafki wants it. So therefore, you can't say that the heter Yichud by Anita is because Mayim Gnufim Yimtoku. I'm sorry, you can't say, like the Rosh Hashanah wanted to say, that the reason why there's no Issa Yichud by Anita is because it was Kfar Bo'ala. The Kfar Bo'ala is countered by the Mayim Gnufim Yimtoku. It's not old hat. Because now that it's Mayim Gnufim, it becomes new hat. Now it becomes, there's a newest Gabrus Ayetz. So that can't be the reason why Anita is Muteris. Why Anita is Muter to be Mesiachet with Anita. You have to say the reason. So therefore, Tosfos have to say that the heter is because she has a heter tomorrow. So even though it's Mayim Gnuvim, but it's not so terrible in Mayim Gnuvim because tomorrow should be Muteris. It's not like other Arayas. Other Arayas are Mayim Gnuvim and there'll be no heter tomorrow. Nida is a Mayim Gnuvim with a heter tomorrow. So therefore, Tosfos says that the difference between Nida and other Arayas is because tomorrow Nida is going to be Muteris. But the fact that it was Kfar Bohala by itself for the Vada would not be a heter. Because Mayim Gnuvim Yimtoku. Yeah. What about Rabbi Kreger's kasha? Kreger asked, so if you have to say, if it's Muchuch, that Anita is Mutulis Yachar because Yesh Leheter, so what was Rabbi Huda's Kavla? What was Rabbi Huda's Salkadaitik to learn a Kavla Chayim at a Saita? Saita's Ein Leheter. After all, that's the Chacham Mispircha. That's still in front of us. Whatever Rabbi Kreger's kasha, I think now we can say a mahalach. That's mavur in the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda lechatchila did not know something that the chachamim were megala in their pircha. Gemara says beferish Rabbi Yehuda made a kavachomer and then he heard the chachamim's pircha and he was chayzer from the kavachomer and he had to go find exeris hakosim. So there was something in the chachamim's response that Rabbi Yehuda didn't know. What was it in the Chacham's response to Rabbi Yehuda didn't know? That Rabbi Yehuda Lechatchila was not aware of, and then when he heard it, he said, oh, you're right, I have to find a different answer. I have to find a different explanation why his site was Muteris. So you could say he didn't know the Svara of Yesh Leheter. Chomer Mechadish that his site is Yesh Leheter, and that Anita is Yesh Leheter, and his site is not Yesh Leheter, and Rabbi Yehuda hadn't dawned on him the chilik between Yesh Leheter and Ein Leheter. But I want to suggest that Rabbi Yehuda knew. Rabbi Yehuda understood that Anita is Yesh Leheter and the site is not Yesh Leheter. But Rabbi Yehuda thought it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that a site is Ein Leheter. Because even though she doesn't have a heter in the future, but she had a heter in the past, it was Barbola. So what's the difference to tomorrow? Tomorrow maybe she won't be available, but she was available to him countless times in the past. So Rabbi Huda thought that after all, Chacham said two things. Chacham said that a site is Ein Lo Heter and Mayim Gnufim Yimtoku. Which one of those two things was a chiddush that Rabbi Huda hadn't thought about before? And that made Rabbi Huda be chayzer from the Kal Vachomer. So I want to suggest, we'll see in a second why, I want to suggest what was nischadish that Rabbi Huda hadn't thought about was the svar of Mayim Gnufim Yimtoku. Rabbi Huda thought that Anita was Kfar Bo'ala. So, and a site also is Kfar Bo'ala. So if it's Kfar Bo'ala, So the fact whether she has a heter tomorrow, she doesn't have a heter tomorrow, she had a heter thousands of times in the past. So Rav Yehuda didn't think that that makes a matter. That makes a difference. Chachamim were mechadish. No, it's not true. Mayim Luvim Yim Toku. The Kfarbola doesn't help. Because now it's Mayim Luvim. Now there's new Eskabas Hayetz. Once there's a new Eskabas Hayetz, it's a fresh Yetzirah. So then already it makes a difference. Is it a Yetzirah that has a heter lemocher or doesn't have a heter lemocher? Neither has a heter lemocher. Saita doesn't have a heter lemocher, so you can't compare them. But the Nakudu that was Neschadish of it was the Mayim Luvim Yim Toku. Rabbi Yehuda Nesakadaitich didn't know Mayim Luvim Yim Toku. So he thought, Krabola, Saita's Krabola, Nida's Krabola, they're both the same. So we can make a Kavachayim, we can make a Lenis Akar, so how do we can make a Lenis Elab? The psychology is the same in both. Yesh Krabola. Rabbi Yehuda thought, the heter of Nida, or maybe better put, Rabbi Yehuda thought, the heter of Nida is because Krabola. That's why she's Mutaris, because it was Krabola. Well, Saita's also Krabola. Chacham said to him, no, Mayim Luvim Yim Toku. Krabola is nothing. Now that she's a Surah, he wants her fresh. So the Yetzirah comes in, the Yetzirah is Mizgaber from fresh. So it's not, the Heter is not because, the Heter of Nida is not Krabola. The Heter of Nida is because Yesh Le Heter L'mocha. So it does not, it doesn't have Yesh Le Heter L'mocha. The Mela, I think, is Nichotor, it's Nichotor Rabbi Kvegas Kash. In the Chinami, Rabbi Yehuda in the Sakadaitach thought that the Heter of Anita is because Krabola, not because Yesh Le Heter L'mocha. The reason why there's no Isur Yichud by Anita, what's the difference of all Arayis? Let's start the Kasha. All other Arayis is Nisi Yichud. How come Nida's Muteris? Rabbi Yehuda in the Sakadaitach would have answered because he didn't know my Mayim Luvim Yim Toku. So Rabbi Yehuda in the Sakadaitach would have thought the reason why Anita has it, why Anita doesn't have Nisi Yichud is because Krabola. And so it is also Kvarbola, and therefore we can make a Kavachimer for one to the other. After all, they're the same. And Nida is more Chomer even, so it's certainly a Kavachimer. In that stage, the Chiluk, in that point, in the Sakadaitich of Rabbi Yehuda, the difference between Nida and Shaarayis is Kvarbola. But now Chachomer were Mechadish, and Yehuda was Mechabal, that Kvarbola is nothing, because Mayim Luvim Yim Toku. So now that it's Nischadish, the Mayim Luvim Yim Toku, the Kvarbola is not a heter. So why is Nida Muteris? It must be, as the Chacham said, for a different reason, because Yesh LaHeter. And that's why she's Muteris, not like other Arayas. Well, Saita is different. Saita doesn't have it. And therefore the Kavachayim is shlugged up. And Rabbi Yehuda in the end agreed that the Kavachayim is shlugged up. That Taisus says that the reason why Nida doesn't have an Issa Yichud is because Yesh Leheter Lemocher, and Taisus didn't say it's because she was Kvarbolel, that's because Taisus is going Lemaskona. Lemaskona, Taisus is going Aliba de Emes. Aliba de Emes, Yesh Kvarbolel is not a Heter, because Mayim Luvim Yim Toku. So Aliba de Emes, the matter by Nida, is the fact that it's Yesh Leheter Lemocher. But Rabbi Yehuda in the Sakadaitach didn't know that. Rabbi Yehuda in the Sakadaitach thought that the Heter of Nida is because Kvarbolel. He didn't know Mayim Luvim Yim Toku. He thought the heter of Anita, the reason why she's different than other Arayas is because Kvarbola. So Rabbi Yehuda in the Sakadaitach thought that we can make a Kavachimer from Nida to Saita. So the main thing, with the kunz over here is that I'm saying that the Taisus, who says that the reason why there's no Isser Yichud by Anita, Taisus Dan Ali B'Demis, why is there no Isser Yichud by Anita? Why is Anita Muteris B'Yichud? Where did Isser Yichud go? So Taisus answers, because Geshla Heter L'mocha. Taisus going L'maskana. That the Chacham were Mechad, Taisus going L'maskana. And that's good for the Shaklatai in the Gemara. That's what's Mishtana from but in the Havamina, when it's Toskong the Maskana, the Heter is not Kvarbola. Kvarbola, Mayim Luvim Yim Toku, that's nothing. The Heter is because Yesh Le Heter L'mocha. In the Chanami, that wasn't Rabbi Yehuda Salkadaitach. Rabbi Yehuda had a Salkadaitach that he thought the Heter is Kvarbola. He didn't know Mayim Luvim Yim Toku. He thought Anita's Mutter because it was Kvarbola. Well, Saita's the same thing. Chacham shlugged him up. They said, no, Mayim Luvim Yim Toku. Krabola. It's not old. Krabola, but you think it's old Atim? No, it's a fresh Yesahara because now it became Mayim Luvim. Now he can't have it all of a sudden. Well, you know, when he can't have her, all of a sudden she's beautiful. Right? That's the whole, that's why, you know, Gemara says it's one of the reasons why the Torah made an Isanibu. That he shouldn't get stale. Because, you know, otherwise it's stale, Kvarbola. But now all of a sudden it becomes Mayim Luvim. Now all of a sudden he wants it. Every time he can't have it, he wants it. So there's the Mayim Luvim Toku takes off the Kvarbola. So why is Nidu Muteris? For a different reason, because Geish Lehet Lemocher. That's what it doesn't have. And that's the Tais Gong and Maskon. Melis Nicha, both the Kasha of the Rosh Hashanah and the Kasha of the Kriya. Okay, so it comes out of the Maisa, bottom line. Bottom line. Saita really should have an Issa Yichud. Even without my Shikul Torah. Come to the bottom line. Why does the Issa Yichud? Why is the Taisa says, why is the Issa Yichud by a Nidu? Because Yeshla had to Lamacha. Saita doesn't have it. So a Saita really ought to be an Issa Yichud. So why does Rabbi Yudah say Bala Neman Aleh? The Baisa says, because he has a Gedeisa Kosov. Chaim Chaim didn't work out. So the end, he comes up with the Xeris HaKosu. Behavior Yisri Shishtoy. That the Baal is Neman on his wife. Behavior Yisri Shishtoy. And then there's a Machaikis. Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda was their Xeris Midrabban and Amalas. But there's Xeris HaKosu. Behavior Yisri Shishtoy. The Torah said that the Baal is Neman to be along with his wife. Even though it's Ein Lehet Lamach. So there's a Malkim Ha'or here. Lamaisa should be in Isanido. So what kind of business is the Torah said that she's Muteris? Like what happened? Why is the Torah over here being Mater Nisa Nidl? I mean, I'm sorry. There should be Nisa Yichud. Really should be in this. Really, by rights, there ought to be Nisa Yichud. So there's no end to Hetel Lamocha. There's no Hetel Lamocha. There ought to be Nisa Yichud. The only reason Nidl doesn't have a Nisa Yichud is because Yeshla Hetel Lamocha. Saita doesn't have an Nisa Yichud. Because Yeshla Hetel Lamocha. Saita doesn't have a Hetel Lamocha. She ought to have a Nisa Yichud. So what does the Gemara say? But this is Xeris HaKosuf. Maybe it's Yisra Shishtoi. But her gufa is that her gufa time of boy. Why did the Torah matter over here in Issa Yichud? Like, what's the gedra adova? I mean, maybe it doesn't need any explanation. Because it's a kosov over here, the Torah is matter in Issa Yichud. But her does need an explanation. Where did the Issa Yichud go? Maybe it's a little bit better if you're asking Kiddushim. We're not really worried about Yichud. And Chayv Lavan, maybe altogether there's no Issa Yichud. We're worried about Mechikas Hashem. So maybe the Torah said for Mechikas Hashem we could be Mekel. Ulai. But Rashi and Kiddush is problematic anyway. We said Rashi and Kiddush is hard to see how it stems with this whole sugya. Maybe we could say it's Tam that the Torah was Megala that by Chayv Lavan we're not worried about Yichud. Maybe that's good for the Pshat. And always by as far as the psychology is concerned, it should have an Issa Yichud. So Ein Lehet Lamachar and Mayim Lufim Yintoku, and that is all the ingredients that I should have an Issa Yichud like Arias. But at the end of the day, it's not an Erev, it's only a lav. So maybe that's cool for what it says in Torah. Maybe Issa Shishishli, that on a lav, we could be Mekel. And the Chash, and the Suffolk, that maybe he'll be over a lav, we're not so Machmer to make an Issa Yichud. Maybe that's good for the Getter of Xeris HaKosu. Maybe some other psychology involved over here, but any of that. Oh, come on, I think it's a mokamian. Isis says the whole reason why Nida doesn't have an Issa Yichud there, Isis, is because Yesh Lehet there. Saita is Ein Lehet, is because Yesh Lehet there. Saita is Ein Lehet there. So why doesn't Saita have an Issa Yichud there, Isis? So, of course, at one level, the answer is because it's Xeris HaKosov, Avias Yisushishta. At the end of the day, it's a little bit strange. If she ought to have an Issa Yichud, so there's Xeris HaKosov, she doesn't have an Issa Yichud.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Can't we just say simpler that it doesn't? So it doesn't. It's not a suffix. So it's not a raya. So it doesn't fit the paradigm of ima.
That what?
If Tosas thinks that the paradigm is ima, so then and right. That in that there's only going to be yichud deraisa on a raya. So well, suffix so it's not a raya. So there shouldn't be. Anyways, there's no.
Yeah,
you
don't. In a way, that's what I'm saying. Why do you need a pasuk for it? I mean, could ask the other way around. Why do you need a pasuk to say that it's mutter? Why should it be also yichud? Yichud's only by Arias. Who says it's yichud by Lavin? In a way, that's the Rashi and Kiddushin. We're talking not worried about the Lav per se. We're worried about Mechikas Hashem. But an Ashig is hard to fit because we have, you know, Gemara talks about the Lav, and it sounds like we're talking about the Lav, not the Lav of Mechikas Hashem. We're talking about the Lav of that when Rabbi Yehuda's original Kal V'Chaymer, if we're Mekel on the Issa Karis, we should be Mekel on the Issa Lav. Sounds like we're worried about his being over a Lav, not worried about Mechikas Hashem. Yeah, that goes into this, all of these, it's all connected, all of these problems. I don't know exactly where to start. Maybe it's welcome to say that Asug is busy with the Shash Isser, that he's going to be over an Isser with her. And the Gemara, bottom line, the Chacham say, Ein Laheter, and maybe that really should be a Shash. But the Gemara is exerts a Kosov that we're not Cheshish for it. But then it's an Aval Omu Chachamim. Chachamim made it Derabonon. Why did they make it Derabonon? So maybe that their abundance is because of Mechikas Hashem, and that's the Rashi in Kiddushin. Maybe that's a way, that's not 100% smooth to me, but maybe that's a way to miyash of the Rashi in Kiddushin. Nechanami, Asug is busy on the Daraisa level, and Asug is busy with the Shash Isser, that the Baal will be even Isser with her. And that's Taka, maybe a Chash Chacham slugged up all the Kavachemers. But the Gemara in the end brings a Posuk. Baal Neman Ishtar with Achashish for it. Why Taka not? Why Taka not? I don't know. Maybe the Torah said that you don't have to be Chashish for the Yisra. Avalom Chacham, Chacham said, but nonetheless, we're going to be Chashish. Why did Chacham step in? See, so you could say, because Chacham will be Chashish for Yisra. Maybe Rashi and Kedushin Hell for some reason, and that's clearly why. That the once we said that minat Torah, the Torah said we're not chayshish for the Yisra, so the aval om chacham is because of mechikas Hashem. It opens up questions. I mean, it's not like I said, it's not 100% a solution. Why mechatesa? Why can't the rabbanon be in the Yisra? Yeah, I don't know. The Rashi and Kiddushin is talking about that. So these two things are a little bit still problematic. The Rashi and Kiddushin. I don't have a voice. How does that work with Asugya? And also this Nakuda, at the end of the day, Manushuk. Why is there no Issa Yichud by a site? Issa Yichud deraisa. There isn't Issa Yichud in Torah. Why is there no Issa Yichud by a site? If you'll say, because she's only a lav, and the Torah is not so hung up on lavin, only on chorus. So then, what was the why do we need psukim to be mad to the Baal to go up with his wife? Mechatesha should be also. There's no issa yichud over here. It's only chayv lavin. Why do we need a special zayis akosuf? And if that's not true, maybe there should be there should be a nesiyuchah by chayav elavin. So then why is it taka gzeres hakosel? What's the getter of the gzeres hakosel? Unless that's gufu with the gzeres hakosel is megalim that there's no nesiyuchah by chayav elavin. The whole sugya in a way is shvah. The whole sugya is the whole shakli v'taya. Is it like nida, not like nida? But the whole sugya is about the what do you? Is a yichud? If there were no passion tayyav, it's a yichud. So we wouldn't be worried about anything. So we were the whole reason why we even think that the husband shouldn't be alone with the side is because there's a yichud in tayyav. But this yichud in tayyav was said by Arias. It wasn't said by Lavin. And that's not Rabbi Yehuda's argument. Rabbi Yehuda's argument is a specific kal v'chaymer from Nida. If Nida's muteris and she's a chorus, kal v'chaymer alav. I'm asking a different question. The whole siyichud b'chav was only said by chayvi chorus. Mechatesa, it applies to lavin. So mechatesa altogether should be a problem over here. Elamai, that's not a chiluk. If it's not a chiluk, then at the end of the sugya, bottom line came out that there's no, it's not like Nida. It's ein laheter. Here there's ein laheter. So it's really having a Nisir Yichud. So if it really should have a Nisir Yichud, so what is the Torah doing, making a Gzeres HaKosov that it's okay? Why should it be okay if it's a Nisir Yichud? What the Torah is saying over here, there's no Nisir Yichud. Maybe it's yeah, maybe yeah, maybe it's time Gzeres HaKosov. There really should be a Nisir Yichud, but the Torah said here, there's no Nisir Yichud. It's a little hard to wrap one's head around. Yeah, Eitan.
Don't we say in the Gemara Yivamos that Sota is an Isser Erva? That's what I think, how the
Gemara. Where's the Sota Vaday?
Sota,
first of all, that's Sota Vaday and not suffix Sota. That's in the word we said. Amina Lachano, Sota Vaday, Adamati Sota Suffix. Number two, she's an Erva Lagabe pattering the Tsar or Asering the Tsar. It doesn't mean she's an Erva Lagabe everything. Doesn't necessarily mean she's an erva l'gabei seyichud. Some rishonim hold that tumah ksivah karayis wouldn't pater from chalitza. We saw the Ramban, the Ritva, that they said it's not mamash an erva. She's an erva l'gabei that she asks the tzar. But for p'tur chalitza, there's kedushin taifs and bo. That's not a reason to pater from chalitza. And then, and forget, and if we'll say that you're right, maybe lo'ilum, that it is an erva, maybe taka, because the more in kiddushin, the more in yivamas, rather, maybe that she is an erva, and she should have an issa yichud. So then at the end of the day, she should have an issa yichud, so why is there exerts the cost of that she doesn't? Maybe you can ask such a question, just ask the cost of the Torah said, this erva doesn't have an issa yichud, but it's still a little strange. Maybe that's the best, maybe that's the most palatable of all the options. Is to say that there really isn't a seal of a chayv elavin, or at least by this chayv elavin of tumah, maybe because of the gemara and yavamis, despite the fact that here it's only a suffix. Okay, later, but right, so Taisus and yavamis says that suffix soita is only an essay, and she's not erva, she's not karayis. Only soita vada is like karayis. Soita suffix Taisus says and yavamis yidala talked about it a little bit. Soita suffix Taisus says is only an essay, and she's not tumah ksiba karayis. Here it's soita suffix.
I wasn't supposed to say, though, that she's a Suffolk Erva at the end.
At the end, he buys by Akasha. She's the mercy to say, I'm a Yibumi, but she's a Suffolk. She's still a Suffolk Erva. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know which places remains with Akasha. But yeah, maybe that's the best course is to say that there isn't. There really should be an Issa Yichud, either because it's a Suffolk Erva, or because maybe there could be an Issa Yichud even by Chai V'Lavin. Maybe it doesn't really matter. And the Torah said, "Exeris hakosuf milsa b'leit taimo." That over here, there's no issur yichud. Maybe yishus yishdi. The Torah gave him a special nemanus. The Torah said, "Here, there's no issur yichud." But amu chachamim, that nonetheless, there's an issur yichud. Yeah, Yosef.
Could we say that here it's a middle ground between Nida and regular Rais? Because by Nida, the Yishla Heter is guaranteed, almost meaning there's it's the nature of the Isser is cyclical, such that you know that there's going to be a Yishla Hatter, and Arayis there won't be a Yishla Hatter. But here there is a possibility of Yishla Hatter. So it's that middle ground which the Torah's Mechadish is Megala, that is considered Yishla. That's considered Yishla Hatter.
Right here. Rosh Hashanah had such a svar, I think. That would be Rabbi Craig's kasha. There may be need to... not to answer this problem, but then when he's busy with Rabbi Craig's problem, I think, if I'm not mistaken, not in front of me right now, that I think there's Rosh Hashanah such a svar. That maybe Saita is not like regular rice. Regular rice for sure have no heta. And a Saita might have a heta. So when we're being done from Nida, again, the Rosh Hashanah says it for other things. But Lin Yanenu, maybe Taka say that that's the Gzeres HaKosov. That even though Nida doesn't have a guaranteed heter, but the Torah said that the Baal is Neman because she might be Muteris. The Torah was mad at that. Are you?
And I think the Shita Mikabetzes has that as a girsa within, has Rabbi Yossi responds with Zimnun Zishla Heter by Sota. He has that girsa within Rabbi Yossi responds to the Pircha. The...
Who's this?
I think the Shita Mikabetzes has, and the Koran Lozva Hadar also, there's a girsa where Rabbi Yossi responds as by Sota Zimnun Zishla Heter.
Oh, really? Okay. I hear. And then the Yishla Hatta. So that's Mamish this far. So maybe that's the with the. Okay. So that's good. That's interesting. Okay, I'll stop here. Okay, see you next week, Mitzvah.
Thanks, Rabbi. Have a good Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos.